It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you. You, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show. 234-343-1065. That's 234-343-1065. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
Good day. And welcome to a Friday morning. September the 5th. We left you in August. September the 5th. I think we're going to see the high 90s up and along the river today. I don't know if we're supposed to get any sprinkles or not. It rained pretty good last night. Did you get much rain at your house, Steve?
I'm going to be busy tomorrow on my day off filling in the Grand Canyon that I have going down. I have a long dirt driveway.
And the
way our streets work, I'm higher than people across the street and the people above me, or above me behind me.
Right.
So I got water coming all the way down, and it made a big canyon going down my long driveway.
Oh, so your first couple hours in the morning are busy.
Yes.
Well, we got some up at my house off Silver Creek. About 4 o'clock, it started thundering, and I said to my wife, she gets up at 4, and I usually get up at 4:30, and I went, well, I guess I'm up now. No one can sleep during this.
The fun part was riding my bike to work this morning.
I'll bet.
Yeah, I feel like I went through a safety course. I went through two little flooded areas, and then almost every corner has debris and sand.
Yeah.
So you got to be very, very careful.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rain come down. If you don't recognize the voice, this is Mr. Steve D'Amico, formerly council member, formerly mayor, and then all of a sudden now he is the executive director of the MPO. What is the MPO?
It's the Bullhead City Metropolitan Planning Organization, and don't let the word Bullhead City fool you. We're not part of the city.
Right.
We actually, our boundaries are Bullhead City, Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, and the Fort Mojave Indian Tribe.
Okay.
And actually, one part that I always kind of leave off, because we actually have the Laughlin Strip as well.
Oh, you do?
But we're doing an agreement with Nevada, their MPO, which covers Clark County, and they're wanting to take it over from us, and I had no problem with that.
Here you go. Yeah. So people probably don't understand what the Metropolitan Planning Organization does, so explain that for us.
Well, the main goals and what we're really here for is we do a 20-25-year long-range plan, followed by a TIP, which is a Transportation Improvement Plan, which is a 4 or 5-year plan where we work off of the long-range plan, and then we do a transit plan as well. And what we're planning on is for the future, basically, to relieve congestion, for traffic safety, new corridors, anything, in a bus system, bus stops,
okay.
How many buses we need, sidewalks, ADA, bike lanes, paths, anything, and including the airport. We also have the airport on our map. But anything and everything you could think of that's transportation and transit related, which includes, like I said, sidewalks, walking. It's a form of transportation.
Sure.
You're walking somewhere.
And the MPO... The concept of an MPO is not something that Toby came up with or you came up with. This is federal mandate?
Yes. Once you hit over 50,000, the federal government wants you to form an MPO, and you go through the state, the governor approves it, and then you are an MPO. We are federally funded, and we also have some state funding, and then we have matches from the local government.
Okay.
But we, not to fool people, Bullhead City itself has not 50,000. We're still probably right around, last census, I believe we're 43,000.
43, 44.
But they include, and this happens with a lot of the other areas, they put areas together to form one boundary map.
To make it easier for them to count.
Yeah, so they included Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, the Indian tribe, and like I said, even though we're not going to have it originally, it was the Laughlin Strip.
Okay. So how many MPOs do we have in our state?
I believe we have seven. It's hard. Some are considered MPOs, but officially I think we have seven, but we have COGS as well, and then we have MP, I'm getting used to all these acronyms.
I know, I'm sure you are.
But COGS are kind of like MPOs, but not. prior,
cleared that up.
Prior to our MPO being formed here, we were part of WACOG, and we were still part of WACOG, but now everything goes through our MPO as opposed to WACOG. They still have an existing project, the Parkway, on their TIP,
okay.
Their transportation program. For us, but we work together with them.
Oh, good. Okay. So you explain, because Rich did one time when he was in here, Rich Lettman, our county supervisor, but explain when the city started this process and what happened the first couple times they offered the job.
The process started, I wish I would have brought the exact dates with me.
Well,
it's been over a year.
Right.
And they went out three times. It was on recruitment pages. It was on newspaper. It was on the city page. They went out three times, and they couldn't find any who they believe qualified candidates. Not to say anything against any of the candidates. So the third time, I was actually in an agenda setting, and Travis, our assistant city manager, came in and said, "Yeah, we didn't have any luck this time either." And I said, "Let me see that. Give me the paper." And I looked at it, and I seen a lot of the job description and qualifications. And I was like, "Well, I do that. I know that. I do that."
Right.
I'm like, "Yeah, maybe I should put in for this thing. I'm not going to run for reelection. I got 1 year left."
Because in reality, the mayor position kind of set you up for this.
If I would not have spent the last 11 years with the city, and the majority of my experience I got was as mayor, because I was very proactive
right. In
infrastructure, not to toot my own horn, but I got the money for the right-hand turn lanes. I got the money for Highway 95 to be redone all the way to Mojave Valley. I've been very instrumental in getting state sovereign land. We picked up another island this year as well
right. On
my way out. I also got another $1.5 million to get Hancock on my way out the door.
Oh, good.
I could keep going down the road, but I gained all the experience as my time as mayor and as vice, and as, a lot of it as vice mayor, too. Not
right. A
lot, just as a regular council member. And vice mayor, I was very proactive, too. Sometimes vice mayor, they just cover if the mayor's gone.
Right.
Well, I wanted to know what I was covering when the mayor's gone. And I wanted to be very in-depth, not just run a meeting while they're gone.
Right. And so that experience was kind of the training ground, or the MPO 101, you might say, to become the executive director.
Yes, and I had to go through a tougher hiring process than the first three times that they put people through, because of the fact that I was mayor.
Right.
Which I did have to give up as part of the condition when I was hired. But I had the other people had went through the interview process with city staff. Well, because I'm known by city staff, I
right.
had to go through with the ADOT planning director, public works director from the county, MPO director from Sun Corridor, people that I have never met, did not know, or anything. And I will tell you, it was the toughest interview I ever had in my life, and I feel very, very honored that I came out ahead. It was between me and another individual.
But they had to do that to make it fair.
Yes, and this was all technical questions.
And to make it hard on you.
it was very hard, but I also knew the stuff, too. So,
sure.
But you're always nervous doing an interview. But
oh, yeah.
The old interviews were like, all right, tell us about yourself. And
right.
Why should we hire you? And why are you the best candidate? I had none of that. I had, all right, give us an example of when you had a project that the public was against, but it was a detrimental project that you needed done. How did you handle that? What was the outcome, and what did you do?
Right.
Very good, tough question.
Not a simple answer.
No, not a simple answer, but the fact that I had the experience with those scenarios, it made it a lot easier.
So who do you answer to?
I answer to a 7-person board.
Who's that board?
That board consists of 3 Bullhead City people, 2 county people.
The 3 people from city council.
Yes, you have it's the mayor, the vice mayor, and a city council member. And then it's District 2 county supervisor, District 5 county supervisor, an ADOT board, our ADOT board representative, which happens to be Sam Elters right now. He's the board. And then Fort Mojave and Indian Tribe, which is Tim Williams, chairman.
So that's your board that you answer to?
They're my bosses, all 7 of them.
Okay. So now you get this position, and are you alone? Is it? Do you have a team?
I have a big team. It's me and Danielle Brunt. She's my she is my planner and grant writer.
Okay.
You have a director and a planner and a grant writer. You know, years down the road when we start bringing in money, getting bigger, who knows? Some MPOs, us, I believe ourselves, Lake Havasu City, maybe Sierra Vista are the ones that have just 2. Some of the other MPOs have 3 up to 6, 7 employees, depending on their size.
So what are your priorities when you sit down in that office and have lived here for how many years?
I've been here going on 21 years now.
Yeah, so 21 years in Bullhead, what were your priorities when you sat down?
My first priorities were, day one, is to make sure I understood there's a lot of bureaucracy on this, the fact that we get funding from the federal government, the state, a lot of cooperation as well, is to make sure we're staying compliant with everything.
Okay.
There's a lot of red tape, and if you're not compliant, you're not getting federal funding, and your MPO does not exist. And
because when you get a grant, you got to jump through a bunch of hoops now. Once you get the money, and you got to file report after report to show that you spent that money where it was intended to go.
Yeah, I give you a little example on. So this is how the process starts. First, and some of it's going to be a little different because we're a brand new MPO. But the way it normally would work, and most of it will work, is you start out with a long range transportation plan. So we will actually have a firm come out here and they do a study on anything and everything, safety, congestion, everything that I mentioned earlier, everything from new corridors to lighting, sidewalks, ADA access, anything and everything you could think of.
So they're going to do the whole district that you just talked about, Fort Mojave, Mojave
Valley, whole entire map,
Indian
yes.
Land, Bullhead.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
And then once that is completed, we have to get that approved from the executive board. It'll go on our website, and then that's when we start our TIP, our Transportation Improvement Program, and that's where we start picking from there. And getting the funding. And everything that we do through there's a process. We have to take we have a technical advisory committee as well. So when we go to choose different projects to put on our TIP, it will first go to the technical advisory committee, then it will go to the board, then it will go out to the public for 30 days and get public comment and review. Everything's good, then we go back to the TAC, and then we go back to the executive board for final approval, then it gets on there, and then we go out for the funding and start working on these projects.
Okay.
And then every the 20 to 25 year long range plan, we have to go back over that every 5 years. Be honest, you'll probably be going over it every year, but you go over it every 5 years. And then the TIP is a four year plan that you go over every year annually, which you'll probably be going over it daily.
So when you've looked at this and the position and knowing Bullhead and knowing Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley, in your mind, where do you think you want to spend money first?
I'd like to say I want to spend money first where I want to spend money first, but it's basically where we can get the money first.
Okay.
But the main things that are on my radar are, for the long term, is relieving congestion. Growth is something, whether you like it or don't like it, you can't stop it. It's going to happen.
Right.
People on land, city and county can't tell them they can't build there. There is zoning, but you can't put zoning for nothing. You can't
say anyone who travels to Vegas or Phoenix or L.A., you constantly see road improvements and construction work, because it's something you have to maintain and you have to keep up. And you, I mean, right now they're redoing 95 between Searchlight and Vegas. And it's real fun because you get out there and they have these cones that are all sitting on the side of the road and it says 55. And you drive and you drive and you drive. If I get onto that, we'll be here for 3 hours.
Which is funny is when I first moved out here, that was the speed limit.
I know. It was two lanes.
It was two lanes.
Yeah.
And you want to hear the funny one? I don't mean to go outside, but I actually, coming through the pass there, or I got a ticket on day before my wedding. I went to pick up my brother in Vegas, my best man.
Oh.
Speed limit was 55. I was doing about 62, and I got a ticket. Luckily, they wrote it up as speeding in a non-rural area, so it was not really a moving violation. It was the same as a parking ticket.
Oh, okay.
But the cop yelled at me. I had my son. My son was almost a year old, not even a year old, maybe a little over a year.
And you had him with you?
And he was with me, and the cop was yelling at me, "You're doing 7 miles over the speed limit, and you have your son in here? Are you crazy?" Well, what's funny is now the speed limit's 20 miles over what it was before. It was 55, and it was 75.
Yeah, and most cops today don't care about 7 over. 8 or 9, they're going to write you a ticket.
Metro, don't mess around. I would say probably between Searchlight and all of Laughlin, they'll get you for doing 2 to 5 miles.
Stick close to the number.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's take a break. It's 22 past. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Hey, do you have fiber at your home? Well, call 444-8232 and check it out. Find out if you can get it at your house, because I'm sure you can. And we're also brought to you by Perkins America Food Company, where right now you can check out their new pot roast. Oh, my gosh. Breakfast skillets and... also, ask about the breakfast trio starting at $5.99.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome to Annie's Thrift Store. It's a super nifty place. Annie's is an all-volunteer ran nonprofit supporting multiple charities in Mojave County. The charity for charities.
Oh, wow! Look at all this stuff! And look at that! A toaster car!
Annie's is the epicenter of neat stuff, and thanks to your donations, it keeps getting better.
A taxidermied squirrel holding a mini guitar?
Come by Annie's Thrift Store today. Shop for a cause and help our community.
I love this place!
Annie's Thrift Store, where shopping makes a difference. 2575 Northern Avenue, Kingman.
Looking for a job that keeps you on your toes? A job that pays well, that's rewarding, and supports the Second Amendment? SamsGuns.com is hiring, and now's the time to apply. Retail and computer experience will be helpful. Apply in person at SamsGuns.com, downtown Lake Havasu City, or send resume to store at SamsGuns.com. Full and part-time positions are available. Sam is looking for people that like customer service, in-store sales, and online sales. SamsGuns.com is hiring. Apply today.
Boot scoot your way to this year's Mojave County Fair coming September 11th to the 14th. Skip the line and get your tickets today at parks.mojave.gov. Grab your ride wristband too. Buy early, pay less. Go to parks.mojave.gov. Fair opens daily at 10 a.m. Experience the remarkable exhibits. Stroll through the animal corrals. Eat some of your favorite carny food and catch a thrill ride. Come celebrate Boots and Roots at this year's Mojave County Fair. Get your tickets at parks.mojave.gov.
Welcome back. The Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullhead City studio. And by the way, I forgot to mention the phone number. start the program. If you have to call in and want to ask a question, you're always welcome to. We never mind. 234, that's our area code. We have our own. Yeah, we invented that. 343-1065. Now, you can also text us if you want, because we have a special text number for all three of our live shows, Common Ground, Speak Up, and Speak Up 2.0. 928-727-5566. And, of course, you know it's a Fab Four Friday. That's why you're hearing the Beatles. And don't forget tonight, Coach Rudy is ready in Bullhead City. Tonight is a Golden Shovel game.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I miss bragging to Cal about that.
Well.
When we whipped their butts.
That was last year, but we can do it again tonight. And you can text Cal tomorrow and go, because I know that Rudy and his crew and Coach Rudy and Coach Severiano, they're ready to – Coach Ed, they're ready to go out there and bring the shovel back again.
I don't think people realize how much talent we have in athletics here. And,
yeah.
Not only athletics, academically as well, but
– yeah. And in Bullhead, you can listen to that game. Just go to our website, kntrsports.com. If you're going to be driving around, you hear it on your phone. Because we broadcast it live. Tonight is going to be Jim Chaney and Paul Lavoie calling the game. So, if you want to listen to it, you can text Cal during the program and tell him, hey, we're winning. AZ funded the 9 right-hand turn lanes in Bullhead City, which we're still, I think they're getting ready to start the one in front of Safeway soon.
Yeah, that's the big one.
And that's going to take a lot of time and a lot of work. It's not like the one in front of the high school or the 3 on the south side.
And a lot of money as well.
And a lot of money, too. Is your funding going to be federal or from the state for the projects that you come up with?
It all depends on what project it is, what grant. We're going to put it in for any and every grant we could get.
Okay.
So it all depends. Some will be federal and different federal ones, too. Some are from FTA, the Federal Transportation. Some are from FHA, the Federal Highway. Some are from ADOT. And then there's also local matches as well. Some grants, there's 80-20. Some grants, there's just 6% match from the
city. What do you do when they want a match?
Well,
you call Toby or what?
It depends on what area too. I'll give an example. We put in for a grant right now that we're waiting to hear back from. It's called SS4A grant, Safe Streets for All, and that's a $2.2 million grant to do a safety study on the entire in the entire mapped area. But there's a match to that, and it's $440,000.
Ooh.
But one good thing is they could also use in-kind services for that count as a match. For instance, we use the city's IT. We use anytime we have meetings with the city to discuss things, that gets counted as in-kind.
Okay.
So I believe just this last year, I think it was, don't quote me, I could be
right.
100% wrong, but somewhere between 9 and 15,000 in kind.
Oh, okay.
The city came and moved the furniture in prior to me coming on board and setting it all up. It's very nice having the IT services because you need those quite often with all the changes and everything.
Right. Okay, so the funding's going to come from, but first you have to do the study on the area before you can pick and choose projects to improve.
Yes, we have a basic budget, which is our work program, which pays for salary, pays for our office space, pays for everything else.
Okay.
A little bit of change left over, but the meat is from the grants from the federal government and ADOT as well.
Yeah. When you look at Vanderslice in the Mojave Valley for Mojave area, is that a priority on your list?
That will probably be a priority on the long-range plan.
Okay.
And it will probably be out of way. That's going to be one where you're going to need multiple partners and multiple funding because you're talking serious millions.
Because some people want to tie that into the parkway.
Yeah. Well, the one that I'm looking at right now that I definitely want on our long-range plan with the parkway is what I was going to do when I was mayor, or what, not me in particular, the
right.
city, was the Landon Bypass, which is where you could go all the way from from Walmart to Highway 68. And we ran into a hurdle there. One little area of land we were going to use, a lot of things that are involved in these studies, which includes environmental studies. And when they came out, they found a pile of rocks and some circles out there, which they're thinking are native artifacts where maybe the tents were placed before. And so
in Bullhead City?
In Bullhead City.
Wow.
So that put a complete stop to that. So that's one thing we will have the experts when they do the plan, when they come out and do the long-range plan, is to find a solution for that. All right,
okay.
How do we get around that? We still want to do that bypass.
Can we go more to the east and then bring it around?
Or? Yeah, it's up to them to do that study.
Okay.
I'm pretty good at getting the money and knowing what we need, but when it comes to when you get into some of those, especially environmental stuff, that's not my field of expertise.
So when you mentioned the airport is a part of this because it's transportation. Is that like incoming flights, outgoing flights, or the property itself?
We're there for – it's transportation. So we just actually – we're putting in for a grant right now for them, which I believe it's a couple million. And that would be for the study on expanding their terminals.
Okay.
So it's everything transportation related. Not necessarily just the street. It could be the building that's there.
Okay.
But later on down the line, they're on our map. If we get money for a new road, new runway, for parking, everything that's transportation related.
Okay.
We have no authority over the airport.
Right.
Don't call me because
you're not into the politics.
I'm not into the politics. Matter of fact, I am politically neutral with this position.
Good. All right. Half past the hour. Let's take a break. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, right? Yes. You know, they're partners with TWN. If you want TWN and you want 100% reliable fiber, that's what we're on here in the station, you can call them 888-227-2095. And we're brought to you by Laughlin Ranch Golf Club, where Monday night you can check out, how about Monday Night Football at Laughlin Ranch? Would you like to go up there? Check out the Vikings and the Bears Monday night. Check it out at Laughlin Ranch.
Ever been dropped in the middle of a video call? Trapped in endless buffering? Internet hiccups can ruin your day. But with 100% fiber from TWN, you receive fast, reliable service with unlimited data, so you can stream, work, and game uninterrupted. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave. That's TWNCOM.com/MOHAVE. Or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Service is provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWNCOM.com for details and terms.
Attention high school juniors, Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at mojaveelectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Roast makes everything better. Perkins American Food Company in Bullhead City has a pot roast menu. Loaded pot roast tachos, loaded with barbecue sauced beef pot roast, tater tots, shredded American cheese, cheddar cheese sauce, and topped with diced tomatoes and jalapenos. Or the barbecue pot roast burger. Check out the pot roast breakfast skillet. Ask about the new trio breakfast starting at $5.95. Only at Perkins American Food Company. Highway 95, Bullhead City.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center, located at 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City, assists patients with interfacility rehabilitation. Their skilled physical therapists will take the time to work with patients to get them back on their feet and headed home. This can also include occupational and speech therapy. For more information, call the Legacy Rehab and Care Center at 928-763-1404. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome to Annie's Thrift Store. It's a super nifty place. Annie's is an all-volunteer ran nonprofit supporting multiple charities in Mojave County. The charity for charities.
Oh, wow! Look at all this stuff! And look at that! A toaster car!
Annie's is the epicenter of neat stuff, and thanks to your donations, it keeps getting better.
A taxidermied squirrel holding a mini guitar?
Come by Annie's Thrift Store today. Shop for a cause and help our community.
I love this place!
Annie's Thrift Store, where shopping makes a difference. 2575 Northern Avenue, Kingman.
Welcome back. Let's speak at 2.0, live from our Bullet City studio. And, Steve... D'Amico is our guest with the executive director of the Metropolitan Planning Organization in Bullhead City. His offices are in Bullhead City, but he has Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, the tribal land, and maybe because he don't drive for this week or next week. Steve, do you get any input from the public, or is there an opportunity for the public to say, hey, look at this, look at that? Because I say this because this morning there was a bunch of videos on Facebook about Camp Mojave in 95. And you know how that area floods so bad out there in Fort Mojave.
Yes. Well, it's funny you mentioned that about public participation, because right now we're actually out with the public for 45 days getting approval from the public on our and input for our public participation process and our public participation plan.
Okay.
I could read a little thing right here, and then I'll go into more detail after that.
Go ahead.
What's about. So the public participation process. The Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 requires outreach to underserved groups, and in 1994, presidential directive dictates each federal agency shall make achieving environmental justice part of its mission by identifying and addressing, as appropriate, disproportionately high and adverse human health and environmental effects of its programs, policies, and activities on minority populations and low-income populations. The groups that are impacted, low-income and minority populations, which may also include subgroups of the elderly and disabled. So the public participation implies an open process. This means that anyone who is potentially affected or even just interested in the process is welcome to participate. And some of the reasons for encouraging this openness are, one, project leaders will gain new information from the public. Mm-hmm. Two, participants who want a project to be completed can provide additional resources in the form of assistance, goods, or services. Three, public participation can be a forum for dispute resolution. Four, progress can be made and implementation can occur because the project itself will be better designed with public input, and the community will better understand what the project is about. And five, input can be a warning mechanism for potential problems as well.
Okay.
Number six, participant comments can help local leaders understand areas where additional people may have concerns or misunderstandings. This can be used to provide better information to others who are not participating as well. Now, our public participation plan is actually on our website at bullheadcitympo.org.
Okay.
Go on there on plans and everything, and go down to public participation, and you can read the entire thing. Basically, what it is we want public participation in every process of our planning. On this plan right here, even on the public participation plan, we're going out for 45 days to get input on our plan.
Okay.
Then every project we do, when we go out to do our long-range plan, we'll have 30 days of public input. When we do our TIPs, our transportation improvement plans, we'll go out for 30 days of public input. And then for our transit plan as well, 30 days of public input.
When you talk about transit plan, are you looking at the Bullhead City bus going into Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley?
That's one thing. They're going to be looking at anything and everything. They're going to be looking, do we need more bus stops? They're going to go do surveys with ridership. Are there other?
Have you met Scotty yet? Because he'll tell you where all the bus stops need to be.
I think I've heard that name somewhere before.
He'll tell you exactly where they need to be and who needs to ride it, and they all need to be covered with air conditioning.
Yeah, and you know, nothing against Scotty.
I know.
Public participation is just as welcome as anyone else's.
Right.
We welcome everybody. This is nothing personal. This is professional. I want input from anybody and everybody. We might get some good ideas. We might get some bad ideas. I can tell you right now, some of the best ideas I had as mayor and that I implemented came from one email or one from somebody, and they said, what do you think about this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know what? That's a great idea. Next thing you know, it's implemented.
And it's funny you say that, because I remember when Toby said that the idea of the bracelets for when you watch the video to go on the river and on Wave Runner came from the public.
Yes.
They said, why don't you put them on, you know, put a bracelet on them that they've seen that video, which would make it much easier for the police on the river to see who has and who hasn't. And Toby said that was a great idea.
Well, you know, the ADA ramp that we just put in
right.
water,
uh-huh.
that was from a constituent that private messaged me on Facebook.
Oh, really?
And said, we need to do something like this. And I said, you know what? You're absolutely right.
Did you reach out to them when it was over?
I, I was so busy. And you know, they gave me some of the credit, which I guess is okay. You know, yeah. I mean, I did take it from there and get it implemented, but everybody gets credit from the person that brought it to me,
right,
to staff that got it built. I never like to take credit for anything on my own because nothing was ever done on my own.
Yeah. Okay.
But I will say that, sometimes I might think of 10 ideas that I think are good. Then the more I think of them, I'm like, well, 3 of them were stupid. 4 of them were okay. And these 3 are really great ideas. You know, you just never know who's going to come up with a good idea.
Do we have MPOs in other states?
Or, yes.
Because this is a federal deal. It's not just...
MPOs have been around, I believe, since the, I want to say the 60s.
Okay.
It's funny. I'd never heard of one until this came up.
Yeah.
Never even knew.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I haven't either. I didn't know.
I knew about the COGS before, yeah, which are similar to MPOs.
And where's your office located?
My office is located at 2135 Highway 95, Suite 145.
By the way, he had to look at his business card to get that address.
Yeah. Well, you know what I usually tell people? It's by Rose's Furniture in that little nook right next to the barbershop.
But Rose's is closed, and it's going to become... I think a...
Willy Wonka.
Bounce house or something?
Yeah, it's an Australian theme from one of those Willy Wombat or something Wombat.
Yeah.
I don't want to give the wrong name, but it's supposed to be a pretty good place for the kids.
It's going to be where you can go in and jump on trampolines.
Yeah. But I encourage anybody and everybody to get online and look at the public participation plan.
And that's where you want them to put their input, right?
Yeah, there's a contact us on there. You could call me. My phone number is 928-201-8664. You could email me at sdamico@bullheadcitympo.org. I'm sorry. Our website is that. I still have the same
email from the city?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So my email is actually sdamico@bullheadcityaz.gov. But the MPO's website is bullheadcitympo.org.
It does make it convenient that you're linked up to the city's internet and whatnot, and that they take care of your technology.
Yes.
Yeah.
But just so people don't misunderstand, we are not part of the city.
Right.
It's funny, I had to sign up. I signed up to the Arizona Cooperative, so I have to purchase a vehicle for our MPO.
Oh, okay.
And they turned me down the first time. They said, Bullhead City already has one, and you're part of Bullhead City. And I said, no, we share the same name and similarity, but we are not, and I got approved the second and third time.
Oh, good. So what are you going to buy?
I'm looking at the most fuel-efficient, cheapest vehicle I could get that's safe.
You have one sitting right outside your Harley.
Yeah, I'm not riding my Harley all the way to Sierra Vista in the bad weather, though. I'm probably going to look for, you know, the city's had the Chevy Equinoxes for a year, and that's one thing it has to be, and I'm glad it, too, has to be American-made.
Do I dare tell you that a firefighter just drove to Alaska?
Did he?
A captain.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was days off.
Wow.
Yeah.
But the Chevy, if we get a truck, I'm looking at the Chevy Colorado.
Okay.
And if we get a SUV, I'm looking at probably the Chevy Equinox. They're very fuel efficient and enough room to, you know, sometimes we go to conferences and we have to give presentations and everything, right, so we have room to put stuff in there.
Okay. But then you also have to go kind of four-wheel driving in Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley, some of the areas.
Yeah, when we go out for some projects. That's why I was thinking the truck. But I have a budget of $40,000. I don't want to spend $40,000, but I looked at the Equinox. I could probably pick up one of those for around $30,000.
Okay.
Maybe even lower, maybe even as far down as 26. The Colorado, we're looking probably closer to getting to that budget. Probably looking around 32, 34 if we're lucky.
Yeah.
But I do believe the truck would be best when we have to go out off-road.
Right.
I don't mean off-roading, but when you have to go... when
there's no roads.
Yeah, when you come out to do the study, and you have to drive other places.
And there are no roads out there.
Yes.
Grant, you said you have a grant writer with the MPO.
Yes.
How many grants will she apply for throughout the year?
Everyone that comes up.
Oh.
Yes, and she was actually a grant writer for the city.
You stole her?
Well, she was there. It's funny. I was actually used to be the chairman of the MPO when I was mayor. Had no intention or no idea of ever thinking about putting in for this job whatsoever. And probably 9 months ago, they were looking to hire the planner, and they asked me about Danielle, and I said, I hate to see her leave the city, but yeah, she would be great for the... Now, I didn't make that decision on my own. It has to go through the board.
Sure.
But when they just asked me for it originally, I said, she'd be great. And who would have known? I'm so glad I made that decision. Who would have known later on that I would
She would
be,
work with you.
Yeah.
Side by side.
That was a blessing in disguise that you never, never thought of. As a matter of fact, when I went and spoke with military moms about the public participation the other night.
Right.
And I was letting them know all the accomplishments from Danielle. And they said, oh, can we steal Danielle from you? I said, I would never hit a woman, but I will hold you back. Stay away stay away from her.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, it's a blessing to have her on board. Well, it's a tough, like I said, with two people, it's a lot of work. It's an easy job and one of the most hardest jobs you could think of all at the same time.
I can imagine because you're also forming partnerships all over the place.
Yes, that's one thing that helped me from the get-go is I had all the relationships with all our elected officials, our legislators,
right.
Federal, state, and local. So that was one jump I had on there. I was a little concerned when I put in for the job because it wasn't necessarily a requirement, but it was recommended that you have a master's degree.
Ooh.
And I do not have that.
That's a strong recommendation.
I think I have a PhD in common sense, but...
Yeah, that's a reach for a lot of people.
But I also did I did marketing when I was mayor on the side. I was very successful at the marketing, and then with all the relationships, I have good experience with that part.
Okay.
And then I know our area very well.
Oh yeah.
I've been working on the transportation improvements.
And you've been on Casino Drive once or twice.
Yeah.
The very far end of Casino Drive.
I think it's been quite a while since I've been.
Yeah.
Been on there.
But how long did you work at Harris?
Well, I don't remember how many years at Harris, but with Caesars Entertainment altogether, 27 years.
Oh, okay.
And then I think 32 years in the business altogether.
Wow.
I was a casino manager in Las Vegas, and then I came out here and was a table games pit manager.
Okay.
Or pit boss, they call them.
Pit boss, yeah.
Yeah. In Vegas, we had a shift manager, a pit manager. Out here, it's... they actually change the name and call them casino manager, which is the same as a shift manager, and they have no pit manager.
Yeah,
because things have gotten smaller. Back when I was in Vegas, you know, we'd have 8 pits.
Right.
Now they have a couple little small pits.
Yeah, the gaming industry is changing because the public is changing.
Well, and the corporations too.
They got bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I remember. I'm lucky that I was one of the few to experience old Las Vegas. We'd go to the Hacienda and get all-you-can-eat prime rib and crab legs for $7.77.
Yeah.
You can go get breakfast for $1.29. We're talking good breakfast.
Hey,
too.
I was here when we got breakfast for 29 cents at the old Colorado Bell.
Yeah.
The very first Colorado Bell.
Now it's literally cheaper. It's cheaper for me to go on my vacation in the Virgin Islands than I go every year than it would be for me to spend 2 weeks in Vegas. the rooms are cheaper. The food is cheaper. The service is...
You don't pay for parking.
Don't pay for parking.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We're about 10 minutes till. We're visiting with Steve D'Amico, who is the executive director of the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by Legacy Rehab and Care Center. If you're a nurse or a CNA or environmental specialist, or you know anything about dietary, well, maybe you're looking for a job. Go to legacyrehab.com and check them out. Also, we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Do you know Chad Hansen? He's got the key to the vault. Call him, 928-288-2691.
Life doesn't pause, and neither should your internet. With 100% fiber from TWN, you receive fast, reliable service and unlimited data. Whether it's streaming, working, or gaming, stay online without interruptions. Visit TWNCOM.com/Mojave and live life uninterrupted. That's TWNCOM.com/Mojave or call 888-227-2095 to sign up now. Services provided by TWN Communications. Certain restrictions apply. Visit TWN.com for more details and terms and conditions of service.
Attention high school juniors, Mojave Electric Cooperative is sponsoring a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Washington, D.C. Applications for the Washington Youth Tour are open now through October 31st. All applicants must be high school juniors, and their parent or legal guardians must be MEC members and grant permission to apply. Visit online at MojaveElectric.com/community for more information and start your application today.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club goes country during the September course reseeding. Country Bingo, Friday night, September 19th. The bingo games will benefit Make Bullhead Better and their October Community Baby Shower. Limited seating available, first come, first serve. Bring a pack of diapers for an extra free bingo card. Bingo cards $2, cash only. Doors open at 4:30, must be over 21 to participate. Come have fun Friday night, September 19th at the Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Always open to the public.
Welcome to Annie's Thrift Store. It's a super nifty place. Annie's is an all-volunteer ran nonprofit supporting multiple charities in Mojave County. The charity for charities.
Oh, wow! Look at all this stuff! And look at that! A toaster car!
Annie's is the epicenter of neat stuff, and thanks to your donations, it keeps getting better.
A taxidermied squirrel holding a mini guitar?
Come by Annie's Thrift Store today. Shop for a cause and help our community.
I love this place!
Annie's Thrift Store, where shopping makes a difference. 2575 Northern Avenue, Kingman.
When your home fills up with family, Aloe Fiber makes sure that space is a happy place for everyone. Aloe Fiber experts install it all. And full service means step-by-step support, guiding you through everything so you can stay connected to what matters. And the family can always feel at home. Put the game on, and don't worry about your Wi-Fi calling a timeout. Better TV and internet service is one connection away. Call Allo at 866-481-2556 or visit allofiber.com.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from our Bullet City studio, about 7 to the top of the hour. And then, of course, after the news, you'll have Sean Hannity. Next week on the program, next Friday, well, we're going to have the cast from You Have to Meet My Mom. Or You Have to Meet My Wife. You Must Meet My Wife. That's the exact name of it. The River Valley Community Theaters will be in here, along with Jesse Ovett, who's going to talk about his running team, and Megan from Laughlin Ranch on Monday. So we're back with Steve D'Amico, the executive director of the Metropolitan Planning in along the river. We say Bullhead City, but you're Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley and Bullhead City, which is a big service area. So you really do need public input from everybody.
Yes. I've actually gotten some from Fort Mojave, too, and very good input, too. One was just on one thing. We just started our website, and Danielle and myself, and I'm not there yet. She is, but you have to make yourself an expert on putting stuff up on the website. And,
yeah.
And she's done very well, and there was one little part on there on our meetings, and the guy from Fort Mojave called, and he was very surprised that I called him back 5 minutes after he emailed us. I did let him know, though, that don't expect that every time. There's times where I might call you back 5 minutes after you email, and there's times where I might be out of town for the week on business.
Could be the next day.
I might not call you for a week and a half. But he had some very good information, and as I'm on the phone talking to him, Danielle made the changes on the website, and it was all great. And
he also
had some good ideas for when we go out to do our long-range plan for Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley area.
So the public does have some good ideas. We have people that live here with a lot of experience in several different ways. And, of course, that's how you become an elected official, because you live in the public and you decide to run for an office.
And I'll give you an example. When I was a casino boss, my employees, my dealers, they knew what the public wants more than I do. But
right.
They're dealing with them every day.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing here. You know, the public knows. They're the ones. Well, we're part of the public too as well.
Right.
But
they're the ones driving the roads daily, and
especially when it comes to Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, the tribe, and everything. I might drive through there occasionally. They're the experts. They're the ones that live there.
Well, and you and I drive through on the highway. They live in the neighborhoods and off the highway with flood problems or who knows what kind of problems they have.
Yeah.
And you need them to go on the website and say, hey, here's an idea. Here's what we have.
They know how many people are driving in this area at this time of the day. They know all the stuff that we need to help them.
They do. So give the website again where people can go. It's BullheadCityMPO.org.
That's it.
Okay. BullheadCityMPO.org. And you go in there and you can make your comments. Then Steve has them all right there. You can print them out. If you have ideas of what needs to happen in Fort Mojave, Mojave Valley, if you have ideas about bus transportation, share them with Steve.
And we also keep a log of anyone and everyone that contacts us through the website that will be there as long as we exist.
Okay. All right. Very good. You're liking this.
I love it. I love the challenge part of it. There's nothing better than when you see something's a challenge and then you conquer that challenge. Makes you feel good.
You were saying when you first came in, you're going to an MPO national conference?
Yeah, I'm going to a national conference next week after next is in Rhode Island, where it's the Association of MPOs, and there's a lot of good training up there. Because I'll admit it, it's a little tough. Luckily, I had some experience of knowing the area, knowing if I have a problem, I know who to call.
Right.
But I kind of jumped in. The fact that we had an intern director for 9 months, but he was still doing his Johnny, which is a great guy.
Oh, the city. Yeah.
The city. But he was also still doing his regular job at the time. So I had to come in and play catch up on a lot of things that normally on a regular MPO would have already been done. But like I said, the challenges, once you complete them and then you take a deep breath, if that feeling of accomplishment, nothing like it.
Give your phone number or your email so that people can reach out if they need to.
My email is sdamico@bullheadcityaz.gov, and my phone number is 928-201-8664. If you want to come see us in person, I recommend calling ahead of time because...
Make sure you're there. Yeah,
we might be at a meeting. We might be out of town at a meeting, but our address is 2135 Highway 95, Suite 145, Bullhead City. And for easier directions, it's the nook that Rose's Furniture, the barbershop, the beauty school is in.
Right.
We're right next to the barbershop.
Big U-turn in there, right next to the car wash.
Yes.
Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Great information. A couple of things to tell you about. This Sunday, there's a free concert in Kingman and Metcalf Park, 4 o'clock until 6. If you got questions, Sound of Kingman, soundsofkingman.com. Next Saturday, Mojave Area Partnership Promoting Education has Recovering the Park. This will be at Gary Keith Park this year in the John and Olivia Performing Arts Pavilion. 11 o'clock until 1. Any questions, call Carol Finkelstein, 928-219-2582. And like I said, on Monday we're going to have the River City Theaters group in here. They'll tell you all about You Must Meet My Wife. That's their play. It's going to be at the Recreation Department at the Optimum Center coming up next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I believe. Yeah. And... let's see, there's a resource fair coming up on the 17th, and that's at Mojave County Library in Bullhead City at 9:30. A lot going on around the town. That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Mr. Sean Hannity will be in your ears in about 6 minutes. We'll be back on Monday.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.